new game plan, and another opportunity to come out and get a win. 0-0, and get the opportunity to play at Lambeau Field. Just kind of, been a dream all my life. I think it's a pretty historical place in my eyes. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How do you deal with all the attention that's been focused on you in recent weeks?
You don't. You just keep going, keep it moving. There's always going to be bumps in the road. There's always going to be this, that, adversity, and you overcome it. It's what I've done all my life. That on my arm, it says the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands at moments of comfort and convenience, or where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And it's true. It's not where you stand when everything's all good and everything's going your way, but where do you stand when your back's against the wall and you just keep pushing, keep fighting?
Do you have to do something differently in terms of the way that you're acting on the football field?
I think I just control what I can control, and I can control myself. I can't control anything else but what I do, and I think I can do, I definitely know I can do a better job at that. Thing that kills me is I remember when I was a kid and I looked up to somebody and I watched them and emulated them and did things like that, and what I'm doing, so to say, is not something I would want, a six-year-old boy to be out there and learn from. Because honestly, as funny as it sounds, that's really all they care about, is being able to have that ability to be a blessing to someone else, to be an inspiration. That's a lot of power. That's very powerful to me. It feeds my soul. So I would never want to, set a bad example for any kids or anything like that. And doing the best to be me.
Odell, yesterday Coach McAdoo said that this offense is ready to break out. How do you believe you guys can do that?
I agree with him. I don't think last year we started off, hot, so to say. It's something that comes along. And even last year, even though we didn't win as many games, our offense started to get rolling after a little while. So it takes time. Regardless if, the system's been here for 3 years, not every person on this team has been here for 3 years. It's a new team. It's got new players. We're all still getting acquainted, and it's a lot of time left. It's a lot of time left in the season. I remember I was thinking my first NFL season, it was long.
Hey, can I clear the locker room for my boy Zach?
I know how long it's going to be.
Hey, can I clear the locker room?
Just stay patient.
Give me some underwear.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, Odell. Mike Sullivan just basically said that opponents that don't play you straight
you
up and that
no,
use the painting and stuff like that aren't man enough
to
play you straight up. Do you feel the same way? Do you think the baiting is cowardly?
I don't know what you want to call it. I talked to Coach, and it is what it is. You have to accept it, accept the situation, and know that that's going to be the case. It's like blood in the water. You think that shark smells the blood, he's going to swim around it. And apparently there's blood in the water, but you just keep swimming, be fearless, and I'm always going to go with Coach, so it's tough to be in that situation, but it is what it is. I would do the same.
Do you blame teams for doing that, though?
Absolutely not. I'd probably do the same. I think it's gotten to a point where, I want to compete. And none of the extra stuff. I just want to compete, but it never seems to be the case. But you just keep smiling. Just keep... It'll be straight, man. It'll all work itself out. We'll start winning some games and pick up this offense.
Okay, how difficult is it to go against a Packers passing attack or a passing defense when their rushing defense is so good that they tend to make teams one-dimensional?
They're a great team. They've been a great team for years. Mike Dan is over there, Clay Matthews, these guys are home wreckers. There's some beasts, and we have a tough challenge ahead of us, but I think we're all excited about the opportunity. I personally never had a chance to go to Lambeau Field, so just the experience in itself is going to be great. And we have a lot of work cut out, short week, short memory, 0-0, get a chance to come out, we want to know, and keep moving from there.
Odell, you made some comments this week about not having fun. How can you have fun again?
I'm always having fun. Regardless of what happens, you know, there's times where things can be like that, and there's times where it's always going to be what it is. And like I said, it kind of goes back to what I was saying. When I would go out there and I would be playing knowing that, you know, I'm in warm-ups and I see a little kid and I run up to him and it's almost like, you know, he wants to shake my hand, but there's this, I remember when I was young and I met Mike Vick, and it was such a great feeling for me to meet somebody who I looked up to. So just keep that in mind. Just keep in mind, you know, my little brother's watching. What example would I want to set for him? And if you could do that, you could put that in perspective. Even at a hard time like that, I think it'd be all right.
Are you saying that you need to improve your comportment, your behavior, your temperament? Are you saying that yourself here?
Saying I can control what I can control.
Something you obviously put a lot of thought in being the role models. It's something that just you've been thinking about more recently, or it's been on your mind for a while?
Since I hit the whip, and little kids all across the world are doing the whip, you know. I have adults come up to me and be like, my son tried to get his hair just like you, and I'm like, no, I apologize for that. I didn't tell them to, you know, do that, but I do want to be something that someone can look up to, something that, you know, there's kids out there who don't have an opportunity to make it here, and if I can give them some kind of hope to do whatever it is, chase their dream in any kind of way, that's good enough for me, man. I've been gifted with a lot, and in return, a lot is expected. So you just got to know that. You gotta live up to that. You got to, like I say, keep that in perspective.
But do you feel like...
Odell, there was a report that you that the Giants told you would be benched and possibly suspended at the next incident.
What was the word you said? Report?
The report that... Okay. Has the team told you anything like that?
No.
No.
So, I didn't hear that.
So how would you handle Monday any differently, or would you?
If I can go back?
Yeah, it was last Monday.
Just know your situation. Know, like I said, there seems to be blood in the water and a shark swim around it. So just know that that's the case. And just go back to being the guy that, you know, I came out here and I love football. And there's so much outside stuff that goes into football. It kind of takes away from, you know, what you came here to do sometimes. And like I said, sometimes you need to refocus. Sometimes you need things to happen to bring you back. It's always the tough times that make the great ones, you know, that much better.